Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the Bible reading for December 13th. Revelation chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes. And they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. 7 lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were 4 living creatures, full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and a fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The 4 living creatures, each having 6 wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives for ever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Psalm 132, beginning in verse 1, a song of ascents. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob, Surely I will not go into the chamber of my house, or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah, and we found it in the fields of woods. Let us go into his tabernacle. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn in truth to David. He will not turn from it. I will set upon your throne the fruit of your body. If your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony, which I shall teach them, their sons shall also sit upon the throne forever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is his resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priest with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There I will make the horn of David grow. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but upon himself his crown shall flourish. And Proverbs 29, beginning in verse 24. Whoever is a partner with a thief hates his own life. He swears to tell the truth, but reveals nothing. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. And that's the reading for December 13th. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence this day, Lord, we're so mindful of our need of you. Day in and day out, as we live this life, there are circumstances that arise that are beyond our control, and yet we know that everything is in your control. There's nothing that happens that is not by your design. And Lord, as we humbly come under your authority, might we honor you and give you praise and glory. Might we be a living example of what it really means to be a servant and a child of God. I pray, Lord, that you would be with those who are going through the bed of affliction right now. Touch them in a very special way. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear heart. This is Pastor Cecil.